The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
So what are we doing here today? I assume that we're rolling.
We are.
Yeah.
We are
rolling. That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. What are there? Is there a point to all of this?
No, I just wanted to just kind of
just get together and just kind of record us chatting about things. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I was thinking we could have just like a segment of just silence. Just
yeah. Or maybe just stop even posting the shit altogether. Just record this stuff, and you know, hang out and just kind of
just record it.
Record it and just file it away.
Just have a giant library, a giant hard drive of just all
keep it all on
random stuff.
Yeah,
some of it's just us like sitting and shuffling.
It could be like an art project.
It's an art
where
project.
All communication between us is all logged and saved.
Well, I think it already is by the U.S. government. Oh, boy. No, there is a purpose today, Craig. I lied.
Okay.
I obfuscated. Woo. There is a purpose.
I was getting down for no reason.
No need to get down.
There's a purpose.
There's a purpose after all.
We do things.
We do. Today, we are going to be talking about music.
Oh, I like to do that.
Yeah, me too. It's one of my favorite things to do. We are going to be doing another episode of
Hit or Shit.
That's right. We got it down.
I like these episodes.
Yeah.
This is like a little,
I like them too.
Yeah.
We listen to something new, something brand new that neither Craig nor I have heard. And we decide whether or not it's hit or shit. Because there can only be two categories. It can only be red or blue, vanilla or chocolate, hit or shit. You never know until you try it.
Yeah.
Except that
it can be or too.
That also.
When we can't really make up our minds, or it's too hard, or it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of good, but
it's
parts
like,
of it suck. Or, you know, the person singing it sounds like a screeching leprechaun, to quote Red Thunder's description of Robert Plant. You gotta give it an or.
Yeah, it happens. It does. It's like when it's not terrible.
Yeah,
you listen to the whole thing, but you don't really want to hear it again. But so it's not shit, you know. But it's not something you're really into.
But maybe you do kind of. Maybe you come back I've been thinking about that song that I didn't know what to think about. I'm gonna listen to it again.
You're in a new headspace.
And speaking of listening to it again, where can they go to listen to it again?
Well, the good folks, the good listeners, can go to Spotify and look up our playlist.
It's our playlist. It's not the podcast. It's a separate.
Right.
It's a separate account.
It's a separate
as
entity.
As though we were like a Spotify listener.
Exactly. So go and listen to our. Go to playlists and search "Idiots Discuss the Universe."
Right.
And we will come up, and on there are all the songs that we have hitted or shitted upon.
So far,
other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this song, the song that we're talking about today will be when this episode comes up.
Yeah.
It comes up right away.
So you can go, listen to it with the greatest of ease, and you can decide whether or not you like it, whether or not you agree with us. You know, if you think it was a hit or a shit, let us know, because, you know, I mean, we are right all the time. So, you know, we're not going to change our minds, but at least you'll have said something.
Yeah,
it's
fun to try to have an opinion.
It is fun.
You know?
And look at you. You're doing it.
A lot of times, those opinions are going to be wrong.
Of the time.
But I think, Spence, most of these folks are probably used to having opinions that are wrong.
Mm.
You know?
You think so?
I was at one point.
Were you?
Yeah.
You've come a long way.
Before I joined the Idiots. And
exactly.
Now it's fine.
Now all opinions are fact.
I've learned to make the right preliminary disclaimers. and then you can say or think whatever you want. It's truly liberating.
It's freedom.
Yeah.
It really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do all over a song today. A new song that neither Craig or I have heard from the electronic artist Tycho. Tycho's got a new song out. You ever listen to Tycho?
Yeah, Tycho. He always has the albums with the sun thing on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like always
yoga,
like
really good yoga music, you know?
Yeah, it's like a painting at Denny's in Hawaii is what it reminds me of.
What?
And, you know, just like that real impressionistic picture of the sun coming up over the ocean.
Yeah.
But it's so like, it just could be like a hotel art almost too.
It's borderline.
And like, not to shit talk and get anybody
But
like Tycho, when I listen to it, and I have a couple albums that I've listened to a couple times through, it always kind of just verges on that. So spacey that, you know, it's like past that point when space has expanded so much that things are too far apart that it just doesn't, I don't know.
Doesn't really grab you.
I got high hopes for this one.
You do?
But thus far, it's been a little bit blando.
They're kind of background. God damn it. Blando Calrissian. Oh, Blando Calrissian. Well, I'm glad we
from space, you know.
Yeah, I
Cloud City.
I think they're kind of like really good background music,
right?
You know, it's like really well crafted background music for stuff like
which is a whole movement now.
It is kind of
that
yeah.
people listen to, like in the 50s, they would make fun of people for listening to that, like that elevator music, and now elevator music's kind of back in a different form.
It's evolved a little bit
into Tycho. It's cooler. But I think people thought elevator music was cool back in the day too. There were certain people that thought that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what direction he takes it in. I usually like how he adds real guitars and cool chords to
his
songs.
He's no doubt talented. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to check it out.
Let's do it.
What you think, Spencer?
You know, I think we might have an ore on our hands for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to judge it too fiercely, but I also kind of do. I liked it a lot, but it was just kind of snoozy, you know?
It's almost like it doesn't deserve a hit, a shit, or an ore. Because it's just like so wispy and so everything I've heard a million billion times before.
Isn't that what an or?
But it's really no. I don't know. I mean, it's like a song that I made with my phone, or it's like a really good video game theme song from 1983 or 84. It's that non-confrontational TV show background music. It's so background.
It's so background
that it's weird to even sit there and listen to it. Like, I got kind of like, should I look at my phone? Should I like do something?
What am I doing,
you know, with myself listening to this? Because it's like, it wasn't giving me anything other than what I expected. It was all pleasant and super like well produced, and like there's lots of good things to say about it, but man, it's like, it's a hit. Like if his other stuff is a hit, if he's had a hit and people like his other stuff and it's just like this, it's going to be great. They're going to love it. Like if you love Tycho already, man, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because this seems like a really good one of that.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah. It does.
And I don't hate it. I'm just saying it's just a thing that, like, it's hard for me to... It's hard to hate.
Totally.
It's hard to get worked up enough about it to hate it.
There's a lot of things I respect about it. Like, they stick to simplicity and a stripped down kind of a thing. But then they slowly and methodically and intentionally add elements one at a time until it's this big move and shake and kind of a thing, and there's a lot going on, you know, but those moments usually don't last for very long, and then they kind of start the whole process over again. At least that was more of the structure of this
song.
But
it's all sounds that you've heard before.
Yeah.
It's at a tempo you've heard before.
It
reminds me of like those early electronica bands like Enigma and like those ones that are just these super like the super early ones when this was really like coming out.
Apparently,
you know?
they're very inspired by Boards of Canada.
There you go. But even before that, they're stealing from the people that Boards of Canada was. Mm. It reminds me kind of like a really watered down like what was it? They did like the Risky Business soundtrack and Tangerine Dream has like some Tangerine Dream in it, a little bit of like different things. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's super good
it's
for what
bad.
It is. It's super good for what it is. It'd be great video game music. I can play video games to
Very
it.
True.
I found myself tapping my foot to it. Mm-hmm. But like at the same time, like if you had somebody doing funky drummer and scratching a record over the top of funky drummer, I would tap my foot to that too. Because it's inherently catchy. Mm. Right?
Yeah. I would say
so. So it's probably a hit, I guess, overall. It's catchy. I mean, it's an or for me.
In my gut, I'm just kind of or about this song. That's just my taste. That's my judgment.
Okay, if we're going
that
by that, I'm giving it a shit because
you're
it's
giving
boring.
It a
it's
shit.
It's boring.
Oh,
it's boring
fuck.
Enough. It's boring enough to me that like
go.
I don't want to listen to more of it. Like I just this is the same as the last two albums, as I could tell, and that was all kind of
I was
same
never
stuff.
Like that into it. I mean, it's good for what it is, like you said, but there's
it's
nothing
a new
that
album,
really...
But how can you tell it's a new album?
Right.
You know, that's my thing.
If you'd showed me that and you were like, this is from the first Tycho album, I would totally believe you.
This is from this really early, super early Tycho album.
Like, wow, it sounds
you know,
really
this
good
is like
for
his first stuff.
2000.
You'd be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But he's prolific and he's everywhere and like people like it and I get it, I guess.
You can play it in Target.
Yeah, you can play it in Target.
Yeah. But
with your grandma.
That being said, everyone out there who's listening should go listen to Tycho, listen to his new song, because it's just one guy. It's just Scott Hansen. He's the producer. He's everybody. But I think they play with a live band, which is pretty cool. I respect
that.
Yeah,
I respect that too.
So he's got this new song out called Jetty. Go give it a listen. It'll be on our IDTU playlist. Look up Idiots Discuss the Universe in the playlist section of Spotify. And we will be there, and you can hear all the songs that we rate and judge very crassly on Idiots Discuss the Universe, Hit or Shit. Damn, that's a mouthful. I should just say Hit or Shit. You can hear all the songs, and you can decide whether or not you agree with us, whether or not you disagree.
Yeah. It's a whole evening of fun.
It's fun.
Pleasure.
Fun for everyone, except for if you are a nun, because you will not have... as much fun because
the nuns can just avoid the ones that have the E next to it.
That's right. So even
and,
if you're
and,
a nun.
And your recommends playlist, just to ignore that.
No, that's really what you should listen to. Let the tongue of Satan enter your ear.
No, I don't think I don't think that any of the nuns want to venture into that. But other than that, we're pretty nun friendly. I got nothing against nuns.
I got nothing against nuns. It rhymed, you know. It rhymed.
Yeah, no,
it
did.
You're
a rapper.
I'm a rapper.
He does that. Now that he's a rapper, he does that for good or for ill.
You know, I got to be practicing all the time, you know.
He does that. He sometimes is a
rapper. Boom, boom, bap. Boom, boom, bap. Everybody listen to what I have to say. Yeah, I'm white and it's super okay.
But not any better than okay. It's just okay.
No, it's super okay, though.
It's just okay.
It's aggressively okay.
It's just okay.
It's really okay, but it's really okay.
It's just okay.
All right, well.
That could be this thing you sample for that song. It's just okay.
It's just okay.
It's just okay. It's just okay.
All right.
That'd be magic.
You should use that for old gold.
For what?
Old gold.
Old gold what?
To your rap career.
Yeah, no, I only do feats. I don't ever do my own song.
Oh, shit. Exclusive.
I feel like I could do it, though. Listen to some of these rap beats. I feel like I could fashion some beats. I don't know. What program do you use to do all that sort of thing?
I use Logic Pro.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah.
But it seems like it would be fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is cool. But, you know, we'll get you on a track one of these days. We'll get you on a track. You just need some bars. You need some fat.
Some fat raps.
Yeah. Just go in about just your darkest thoughts and turn them into
How do you do it? Do you have the rhymes with you and then you hear the beat and you put it on there?
Yeah.
How does the crew roll, Spencer?
Check it out. So usually we'll put on the song, you know, we'll get vibing with it. You know what I mean? You know, and then we'll have like a line or two that we're really feeling, but sometimes we'll just improvise some stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be terrible. And sometimes it'll be really good, and we'll get that one part, and then we're like, oh, like that's a chorus. And then we'll take some time writing verses and shit. Like it takes time. You just got to like listen to the beat over and over again.
Okay.
Okay, you're like, yeah, you're not a bunch of
maestros.
Oh, what? I didn't say that. We're still maestros.
So see, the way I envision it is like you guys would craft like your single, and then there would be a set of beats that you would give me to be like, this is the part you're going to rap over, and I would have the beat, and I would write my rap to that, and then you'd bring me in, and I'd do my vocal on that.
That is how it would go.
Yeah. I'd be like the last one to go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably. Unless you wanted to make your own, in which it's whatever you wanted.
Well, if it'd be my own, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't really
want to do that. Old gold. Oh shit! All right, ladies and gents, we sure do appreciate.
What have I come to?
You're fine. It's okay.
Look at who's reassuring me.
Yeah.
Look at what's reassuring me today.
I'm the pinnacle of humanity. All right.
The pinnacle.
It doesn't get any better than this, baby. You know,
he's white and it's okay.
that's up here on my ivory tower.
That's his message, ladies and gentlemen. He's white and he's
I'm white and that's okay. That's super okay. Oh, yeah.
Not any better, not any worse.
Nope.
It's just okay.
It's okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another family-friendly, non-friendly pets,
just generally friendly
strangers,
yeah,
elderly friendly episode of Hit or Shit, the musical judgment segment that we love to do. That's and right. It is discuss the universe. I wish you a pleasant evening. I don't know what Spencer wishes you.
I wish you many a fair moon to glance upon in your deepest darkest dreams, to be flourishing upon a field of eternal raspberries.
Well, that was Shakespearean and absurd all at once. Fantastic. And on that note, I think we're going to say goodnight.
Good night.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.